More gooder? You're more gooder?
More gooder.
Better than that.
Yes, sir.
I'm the goodest.
No, I'm the most goodest.
I'm the most bestest goodest.
Yeah, but I'm gooder. In a cold, far away world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to Earth, caught in this struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
Perceptor here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, can you take the chorus stop?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 81. This is Weird Wolf. We are recording January 17th, 2014. Along with me tonight is Insane Galvatron via mobile.
Hello.
Plasticon Reviews.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And Megamus.
¿Cómo está?
Now he's speaking Spanish this week. Last Tuesday it was I Am Unicron. Now today it's Megamus. Oh wow, it's been a week. Is I know Plasticon isn't dealing with it, but how's everybody's snow situation?
Well, you know mine.
Mine's about the same as your guys. Just three of us are in the same state. It's
not exactly.
Well,
let it wait. It doesn't snow here.
Yeah. Yeah. We already said that you were exempt from this discussion. Yeah, you got snow. It's you got snowbirds.
Well, yeah, we have to deal with all the birds because they fly down here because you guys get all the snow. So I got to deal with bird dung.
Or some of my friends.
That's our snow.
Or some of my friends that.
It's white, right?
Some of my friends, whenever I lived down there, used to call some certain kinds of snowbirds Q-tips because. Yeah, because whenever you have two little old ladies driving a car down there, if you put a pole between their head from the rear view of the car, it looked like a Q-tip, you know. So.
Oh my goodness.
And we apologize for our elderly listeners.
I don't think we have elderly listeners.
I don't know. Our fandom's getting up there, dude. We're like 40 almost.
Yeah. Back in my day,
we're in the 40
back
plus
in my
range
day,
now.
Transformers didn't have articulation, and they didn't transform themselves either.
We called them bricks. We threw them at each other, too.
Either that or we called them broadside. You know, a.k.a.
Just remember.
Broadside, hello.
No, just remember. Just remember.
G1 broadside right here.
You can have toys that actually hurt you.
Yes.
Hey, that was the cool thing about our generation. At least we didn't have to deal with stupid safety laws. Let's have some missiles that fire halfway across the room. That's awesome.
That's right. You know, if you got hit by a toy in the 80s, you knew it.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
The solution to our society's problems is to remove all the warning labels and let nature handle the rest.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
I agree.
Wow. We're so bad.
Elderly.
Yes.
Seasoned. We're seasoned.
Yes. Well, it's elderly. Like me, you know, I putting in applications and everything, you know, I'm being beat out by 20-year-olds that, you know, are...
Did you get you're overqualified thing again?
A lot of places, and that's what prompted me to go back to... get my CDLs, like, you know, if I'm overqualified, I'm going to be overqualified all the way. So,
true that.
But enough about that. Let's talk about plastic crack. That's why we're here, isn't it?
Absolutely. Plastic?
Huh?
Podcast. Crack.
Okay. Well, last thing I heard from him sounded like
we're not doing regular crack.
No, we're not doing regular crack. We're not doing butt crack. We're doing plastic crack. It's called Transformers.
Oh, okay. So and, I'm in the wrong podcast.
No. Not if you like that, those things. I like those things.
We don't judge. We don't judge here.
And I don't know why my name thing isn't on there. There it is. And it's wrong. Yeah, my name thing totally disappeared. But while I'm fixing it, mine's there.
Mine's there, and that's all that's important.
Yes. Well, I had that stupid Flash update right before we went live. And his name Galvatron drops off, but he's on mobile. He sucks.
That's one. We didn't take bets on him, though.
Yes. I wonder how many times I'll drop off on this show. And listeners, if you're listening to us live and watching us on YouTube, you can comment on us on the comment section, or if you prefer, you can tweet us at TFYLP on Twitter, and I'm monitoring both. So if you have any questions or comments during the show, you're more than welcome to interact with us via those venues. And also, if I happen to drop out or one of us happens to drop out and the screen kind of goes fuzzy, the video kind of goes fuzzy, just be patient and we will be right back, because apparently the last couple weeks I've had some connection issues. And here's number one, Megamus, AT&T sucks and my internet connection just keeps dropping out. So, yeah, keep that up.
I had AT&T at one point. I had all the problems.
Ding ding.
Excuses.
Yeah.
I think we should be sponsored by Verizon.
Yes. Verizon doesn't provide internet service in my area.
They do if you're using your mobile, like, well, I am.
You know what's even crazier is that there is a Sprint fiber optic cable. Communications cable buried right next to our house, but yet nobody in this area has Sprint.
Splice into it.
Sprint internet. That would be Splice really awesome.
It's not a felony. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Just tap into that.
That's right.
That's what she said.
Hey, it's not. I'm not doing anything wrong unless you get caught.
It's only illegal if you get caught.
La 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 la
la. Fingers in the air.
Anyway,
for any NSA agents listening into this call, Insane Galvatron does not support the views of Plastic on Review.
Yeah,
but he does, however, have support.
Yes, you know, like I do.
Underwire support.
Mm-hmm.
My boobs aren't that big.
Transformers. We're here for Transformers. Some third-party news that kind of dropped this evening. Apparently, Planet X has designs on a Fall of Cybertron Trypticon. You guys have any thoughts on this?
Not surprised.
The only thing I saw was they had a poll up where you could vote. Trypticon was one of the choices. I must have missed the news story where they revealed an actual design.
Well, they had the thing on there, like if you, let's see here, let me pull it back.
Yeah, that was the voting. They had several dinosaurs, like implying Dinobots, and then they had Trypticon.
Was that on their Facebook page?
Yeah, it was on their Facebook. They had multiple pictures went up, and they said, like the one that you want to vote for.
Well, apparently Trypticon is leading, so most likely that will win.
That's not surprising, considering, you know, we just got done getting this Metroplex. We've had the Omega Supreme, so, I mean, it really doesn't surprise me. And also, did you guys ever see that faux picture that people were putting up saying that, you know, it looked like kind of like the Metroplex box, but it really wasn't that. It was like a fake one they did for Trypticon, which looked pretty interesting. I'm not surprised.
Titan-class Trypticon.
Yeah. I mean, I
that
dude, it would be so awesome if Hasbro would just do that. But you never know. I mean, they might have this idea of doing this, and Hasbro might turn around and surprise us. So, I mean, look at what they did with Soundwave. I mean, their third-party company was on the verge of releasing their version of a masterpiece Soundwave. What happened? Hasbro beat them to the punch. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, let's see here. which one do you want to be a Planet X item? And I click on it, and it is so slow.
Well, it's because you have limited bandwidth, and you're broadcasting a podcast.
When's the last time you fed that gerbil?
The last time Richard Gere was over here.
All that.
The wife would be so pissed at you.
Actually, no, she'd think that's pretty funny, too.
No, I meant my wife.
Oh. She likes Richard Gere?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Maybe she likes gerbils.
I don't think so. She is not the rodent-friendly type.
So, other Transformers news. Anything really jumping out? Nothing to me.
I still say I want to see that Photoshop of G1 Gears holding a gerbil, and it says Richard Gears. And he says, it'll never work. Big waste of time.
Does anybody else agree with me? Those new Target Masters coming out with the Cosmos and the Swerve. Does anybody think they're going to possibly do a repaint as Gears from that Swerve mold?
What, the Legends?
Swerve is Gears?
Yeah, those little Legends. Yeah.
Actually, I think
we'll see Tailgate as Wind Charger too.
That would be...
any repaint we got in G1 of those figures, I think that's what we'll see. Like, if they ever do a Brawn, we'll see Outback.
Let's see here. Let me.
Kind of curious what they're doing with that Cosmos, share. Though.
It'll probably be a one shot.
I don't know. I mean, think about it.
Pathfinder?
Hasbro owns GoBots' name.
Do like that e-hobby set? Wasn't he in that? Like in white or something?
There is
That's true, but.
I've got it pulled up here on Amazon, the Generations. Legends Swerve with Flanker.
Those aren't really available like on the market right now. I know the only person I've seen that even put up a video of it was Theo. I don't know if you guys follow him or not, but he is a UK dude that is into hard rock metal and is awesome, and you guys should check him out.
You know, it's unusual that this figure is coming out as Swerve first.
Not really, considering the More Than Meets the Eye comic.
Yeah, but I mean, Gears, you know, I mean, Gears came first, but...
Yeah, but I think Hasbro is fully aware of the fandom and their love of Swerve in the comics. Because More Than Meets the Eye has been going on for almost 2 years. Well, I think it has been going on for 2 years. So, I think Hasbro knew well up front, okay, they were loving this Swerve character. Let's release Swerve. Because he looks just like the comic book, too.
I personally do not... I'm not surprised one bit because think we got that Generations version of the GDO Swerve, and then we had that Prime version of the Breakdown that was repainted as Swerve, so this did not surprise me one bit.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised given the comic books, but I mean, you know, if they're
released...
Gears
would be first.
Yes.
Swerve's been getting more love than Gears lately, so...
Yeah, and it looks like Tailgate. I mean, you think Windcharger would get released before Tailgate. But I really think it's, I mean, all these new generation toys designed after the comics, I really think it's the comics are what's pushing these releases. You know, they're popular characters, so they're Hasbro's cashing in.
You know, I have to admit, the comics that are coming with the toys, you know, I haven't been, you know, I really don't have access to the IDW comics unless, you know, I find them via trade paperback or, you know, somehow find back issues. But these comics that are coming with the toys, I'm finding them really interesting. It's a really good story. I mean, and I'm not generally a comics fan.
That's why More Than Meets the Eye is so popular. I actually did it a few months ago, and I got a hold of all the comics digitally, and I went back to the very beginning of IDW and read through. And the older stuff wasn't as bad as people made it out to be. It may have been because I was marathon reading it, so I didn't have gaps of a whole month in between issues. But then when I got to More Than Meets the Eye, I just fell in love. I mean, it's a great comic book. It's very much like those spotlights you're reading, those one-offs.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're written by the same people or not, but they've got the same feel. You know, it's More Than Meets the Eye.
I mean, there's some of the character designs I don't particularly care for, like Rodimus. I know you and I were talking about it the other night, but I don't care for that character design. of Rodimus and everything, but generally I find the story quite nice. I mean, if I had the time and money and was able to keep up with them, I'm not one of those type of people that actually likes to read on the iPad. So I like to have the actual physical comic book. So it really doesn't benefit me to download them.
I agree with you on that. I mean, I'm more of a comic book oriented guy.
It's cheaper to get the digital.
It is cheaper, and I've bought them that way. But you know, like plastic, I'm tangible. I like to be able to turn the physical page and things like that. I don't want to sit there and pinch and zoom.
My whole thing is with those touch screens and stuff like that. You know, I mean, I understand they're slightly durable and such, but what happens when your device breaks? You can't read your books anymore.
So, well, you get a new device.
And then you go,
just sign into your account and you can re-download them.
Right. But yeah. My whole thing is like, okay, you got all these books that are digital that are just out there. You don't know whether that's going to hold up like in 10 years. Comic book, it will. You've got the comic book.
Like, what if Comixology goes out of business? Then what will you do?
Yeah, I mean, that's my biggest question, because the way media changes and such and all this stuff, I mean, even guys like me that put stuff up on YouTube, every video I've submitted to YouTube, I have copies of. I make copies of it. So if something happens to YouTube and YouTube goes away, well, guess what? I just resubmit the stuff later.
That's so people can enjoy it again. Same with me. It's like every episode of TFYLP, the audio, I've got it all the way back. To the first Geekies of Transformers. Yeah.
Right, but my whole thing is it's kind of sketchy if you think about it. If you're trying to trust another company to hold your information and hope to God nothing happens to it. It's like everybody buys stuff off of iTunes, you know? Mm-hmm. You got all this stuff that you get off of iTunes, but you never know what's going to happen to those servers. You don't know if 10 years down the road they go bankrupt and you can never get that stuff again. Then you've pretty much wasted your money on something you can't recover. And if you have the physical copies of stuff or, you know, a material thing that, yeah, okay, gets wore out over time, but what do? You chase down and replace that. The digital thing, it's gone, and you can't get it back.
Well, you got to wonder, too, I guess it depends on the source you're buying from, like Apple, like for iTunes. I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon.
No.
I mean, you talk about the physical copies. What if there's a house fire or a flood, like a pipe burst? You know, I mean, those physical comics could be lost as well.
Right.
I think there's no guarantees either way. I mean, I figure the likelihood of a house fire or, you know, broken pipe or flooding your house is probably greater than Apple going out of business.
Well, it's always good to have a backup, too. I mean, I've got, for the TFYLP Minute, I've got backup video backups of those. But the video right now, what we're broadcasting live on YouTube, I have no way to record that. So if YouTube was to go down or their server was to wipe, all the back episodes of TFYLP, the video versions, would be gone. And I hate that. I wish I had there are software versions or there is software ways to record, but I can't afford them, you know. It's always good to have a backup. Personally, I'd like to be able to offer the videos straight from, you know, you could download them off the website, but, you know, we can't do that. And either that or offer a video podcast via iTunes, because iTunes has video podcast feeds, but I have no way to record these. Yeah. Give me $500 and I might be able to.
I mean, I think, honestly, when it comes to, the getting a hold of money in order to actually do this type of thing, I mean, a lot of times you want to do that stuff through, maybe a Kickstarter or something like that. But that's something we can talk about off air.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I understand the broadcasting software is very expensive. It's like, I got people that ask me all the time, because I do, the way I do my editing and stuff, they're like, well, how do you get everything so pristine and stuff? It's because I went to school and I've got a hold of software that
you have Adobe Premiere.
Yeah, I've got Adobe Premiere, I've got Final Cut, I've got Avid, and those are three major players that they use to and it Iron Man, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. So that's why. But everybody's like, well, how do I do it for free?
You can't.
Hate to say it, but you've got Windows Movie Maker.
I've got iMovie.
Or you got iMovie. And those are the only two that are actually available that are pretty much free.
Actually, iMovie's not too shabby for a free version. I mean,
it's decent. I used iMovie when I first started doing stuff on YouTube, but then I learned that it's got a lot of limitations that
does.
I have to go past. And depending on how you do your production and how you plan out stuff, you can make it work. But it's just how you revolve around it to make it fit. It's like a puzzle. You know, you're going to make the piece fit within in order to make it work. When it comes to, like, editing software like I got, I can have people go over and, you know, I can have, like, 20 different takes of something, and then I can turn back around and trim stuff. You can't really do that in iMovie. So there's limitations.
Isn't there any kind of open source software out there? Like, for audio, you have Audacity, where it's open source, people write stuff, you can add, you know, add to it, download, you know, patches and things, make it better. And then you have like GIMP for the picture editing. I mean, I have GIMP, and I've downloaded a bunch of, you know, extension stuff for it. It's as good as Photoshop. But once you get it decked out, and it's open source, so it's free. But isn't there like an open source video editor out there?
I honestly really didn't look that far into it, because myself, I've always had either Windows Movie Maker or iMovie. But then when I got to school, I've been using this. And 90% of the time when you buy, like, a camera, you actually have editing software that comes with that camera. So some people actually already have editing software. But my whole thing is, if you're trying to do something at a higher production rate, you're going to have to drop the money. That's regardless, you're going to have to drop the money.
Eventually, like, we're going to have that here on the show. But, you know, just for now, we don't have the financial means of doing that. But let's wrangle things back up and get things back on topic. And speaking of money, let's segue into Ouch My Wallet. Ouch My Wallet is brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. CapturedPrey.com. You can find a lot of your third-party and Takara Tomy wares there, and for really great prices. And I'm not saying that just because they're a sponsor. Capture Prey is got phenomenal stuff. So check out CapturePrey.com. So I know, Megamus, you said you had nothing for Ouch My Wallet this week.
No, I'm still waiting for the big purchases to come in. They're still in the mail. Checks in the mail.
Is Wicket looking over your collection back there behind you?
He protects it.
He protects it. Yeah. I mean, whenever you walk in the room, does he look at you and go, yub, yub?
Yes.
Yes.
Pokes you with his spear a couple times?
Yeah. You go, ooh.
Bow down to your golden god.
Ah.
We all bow down to my golden god. What are you talking about?
Well, it's C-3PO, but they think he's
he
a god.
He likes gold! No
smelting
accident.
Smelting.
Plasticon, you have anything for Ouch My Wallet?
Yes, I do. I got quite a bit. As you guys probably remember from the previous episode, me and Cyber and 2 went to Acme Comics.
Yes.
We met up there, and I was digging through the bin, because I always dig through the bins looking for like old rough G1, stuff like that I can, you know, modify and turn into awesome stuff, because I don't care. Old ones need just as much love as the new ones. And I ran across several little robots that most of you guys are probably very familiar with. GoBots.
Ooh.
Tons of them.
I love GoBots.
I don't care what anybody says. I consider GoBots as, you know, on par with Transformers, because they actually...
Some of them are actually better.
Absolutely. Some of them are better. But the thing is, a lot of these evolved from a line called Machine Robo. For those who do not know, they came from a line called Machine Robo in Japan. And that cartoon was awesome. Scrap the one from the United States. It's complete garbage. Go watch Machine Robo.
Oh, The original GoBots was awesome. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, man. I've watched so much of Machine Robo. I'm like, I can't go back to the yellow one.
The GoBots cartoon was not as good as the Transformer cartoon. That's why we're all Transformers fans instead of GoBot fans.
Yeah.
Right. And
I think the GoBot toys were just as good. It's just the cartoon didn't hook us the same way.
Well, it didn't have the sponsorship. Bandai didn't have as much sponsorship in making the toys and the cartoon and all that as Hasbro did.
Right, and Tonka was marketing. And Tonka, pretty much back then, they were just trying to do what they had to do in order to get a toy put out, because 90% of their toy market was off of building the big, heavy construction vehicle trucks that you can throw around. And I don't know if you guys ever saw his commercial, and if you haven't, go look it up on YouTube. They have this commercial that they have a VW Bug being held up by one wheel on the back of one of those Tonka truck dump trucks and driving it down the road. It is the most funniest thing I've ever seen, and it's the coolest crap ever, because you know what? That's when a toy was a toy, not this plastic crap you get now.
Yeah, I mean, even Tonka trucks now, they're all plastic.
Yeah, they're all plastic now.
I mean, you know what? I remember that my Tonka truck, I would sit in the back of it and ride it down the hill because we had a steep driveway. And, you know, so the sides of the dump bed started bowing out from my butt because it's, you know, too big for the dump bed. And in the middle would kind of split, and there were sharp edges, and I would get cut. And you know what? I didn't die.
Nobody dies from it.
You just have an extra crack on your butt.
And my parents did not sue Tonka because I cut my finger. You know, it was like, no big deal. Oh, don't be a baby. Put a Band-Aid on it if you're worried about it. Go back outside and play. And that's what I did.
That's very true.
Sorry, kind of rabbit trailing on the whole safety. We talked about that earlier.
I completely agree with you on all that. I mean, it's silly safety laws of this, that, and the other. All it is look, I can make the same toy out of plastic versus metal. Metal's a lot harder to mold. A lot more expensive. Plastic's easy. So what do? They go for the cheaper alternative. That's what it is nowadays. But I picked up five of these little boogers. I remember this one's Vanguard. This little guy here. It's very, very cool. I do like him. He does have a little bit of damage to him, but he's not bad. And surprisingly, all the wheels are still on this. And usually rubber wheels usually just fall off these things, but pretty good. I don't remember this one, but this is the little Bronco. Don't remember his name offhand. Do you guys remember his name?
I have no idea.
I'm horrible on the names of those. They were so goofy. The names were so goofy.
The only GoBot that I have is Jeeper Creeper.
And I need to get him. He's cool. I've also got the little flying saucer.
That's Pathfinder.
Pathfinder, yeah. That's right. I know that... What was it? TFC?
TFCon.
They did an homage to this one and Vanguard.
Yep.
Which I think is pretty awesome. I debated on actually picking those up because I thought those were really cool because they're just straight throwback to GoBots. Then I've got the little police car, which is so freaking cool. I love this thing.
Is that handcuffs?
I think it's handcuffs or something like that.
Or just cuffs.
I think you're right. No. It was just cuffs.
Was it? It
might be just cuffs. Yeah, but it's so cool because it has that whole Japanese thing where it's got the little bitty silly wave thing on the hood. I mean, I love the way they paint their cars over there. I think we should do that here in the States, but that's just me. And then I got the three-wheeler, which is yellow, which is pretty rare from what I've gathered. So
I think I had that as a kid, but I do not remember what it was called.
I know there's a red one as well.
I don't remember those at all.
I had the red one.
Yeah. I know there is a red one, but I know this guy is pretty rare. I haven't really seen him very often. And to top it all off, bring out one of the big guns here.
The power suit.
I got one of the power suits. I am waiting on a replacement leg like this to come in the mail, so that way it's all black, and then it'll build up the Guardians instead of the Renegades.
Now, weren't the concept of those that you could put any of those like smaller GoBots, like Tux and those inside?
Exactly. You can.
Well, and make not all of them.
Not every. Yeah, some.
I wonder if you could fit the Puzzler bots in there.
No, they're too big.
I know. Yeah, I think a Puzzler combines, but then put him in the power suit to combine him. That'd be funny.
It'd be funny, but he won't fit. He's too big. The bots are way too big. And what's hilarious, though, is this thing is about as tall as MP01. So, those guys that want
to... So what you're saying is it's huge.
GoBots. You guys want to laugh at GoBots.
No, I love GoBots.
This stuff is awesome. There's so much die-cast in this thing, too. So, I mean, I know the guys out there are like, oh my god, he broke out GoBots. Well, still transforming toy, guys.
TF Talk is a Transformers and Super Robot Mecha website, so we talk about GoBots here, too.
Exactly.
By the way, it's hands cuff.
Hands cuff.
So he talks with a Swedish accent?
Hands cuff.
He might have. I mean, I know they did a lot. Because Baron Von Joy had a German accent.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, they get into it.
And last but not least, I got the black version of the Beast Hunters Bumblebee. And this thing is just completely awesome. I think you guys should chase it down if you guys find it. I actually prefer these colors better than the yellow on this particular mold because it just makes him look like a complete badass. He holds together pretty good, too. He's not too bad. It's well worth it. But that was part of the two-pack that I got off of Cyburn. And the little dragon, I think it's Skylynx. Yeah, it's Skylynx. That was packaged with it. I gave that to my son. He enjoys it.
Skylynx was a Target exclusive, yeah.
Okay, well, it's the blue and white one.
Yeah,
that one. I thought it was just Skylynx, but I guess it's the same mold.
It is. It's the same mold, but Skylynx was Target exclusive.
Okay. But yeah, I got the two-pack from Walmart, and hooked me up with that. And as for that, a custom I'm working on, and then I've got a second custom somebody had dropped off to me that I'm actually doing for somebody for a commission. This is not complete. This is what he sent me, and it is like blaring, eye-searing orange. And I'm going to turn it back around and redo this thing into the movie colors because that's what he wants. So
is that a knockoff? Where did he get that?
No, this is not a knockoff. This is an original Generation 1 Magnus cab that they had repainted orange and a bot shot trailer from the Prime pretty much bored a hole in it and made it fit the peg in the back, and it fits just fine on here, which I find that hilarious. Well,
if there was a knockoff of the G1 Prime in orange, I would totally buy that.
I have never seen one like that, but I wouldn't pass it by because there's been so many customs of this truck that's come out.
YouTube listener Sharky T asked if you can restore his Sharktacon.
Possibility. Like, what's he needing restored on it, though? That's the question.
Can you restore my Sharktacon?
I can't redo chrome, if that's what you're asking, though. I mean, doing chrome that requires a special type of machine, and you can't really... Because primarily what you do is you strip all the chrome off of it and you re-dip it. That's what you do. But don't primarily have that.
Don't.
But I believe that's all I've got on my table at the moment.
Well, I only have one thing, and I got it from Megamus.
Yay!
Is,
I got plug.
Plug.
Yeah. And I got Cybertron Primal, the boogie board Primal. I put the boogie board in my weapon storage because I really don't like it all that much. But I didn't have any representation of Optimus Primal in my display, and you know he was cheap, so I went that route.
You just call Megamus cheap?
No, I called this figure cheap. He's
cheap is good.
Oh, okay. You said you got it from Megamus and he was cheap, so I thought you meant Megamus was cheap.
No. But I think I've got it converted correctly. I mean, his backpack, I think his backpack should rest on his back a little more flushly, but I don't know.
Flushly, is that a word?
I made it up. There.
You're like President Bush.
Yes.
You like to make up words on the fly.
Strategically.
Actually, I did that one day, and I cannot remember the word I made up. I was talking to my wife, and I made up a word. But the bad part was there was an actual word already that would have said the same thing.
Here's the thing. If you make up a word and someone understands it, it's good to go.
Yes.
It's very true.
Because technically all words are just made up anyway, right?
Exactly. We just agreed upon it.
So
let's just create our own Bible.
It's like I'm going to say the word. If you agree with me, it's a new word.
That's all I got for Ouch My Wallet. Until probably it'll be all I get until my fans project Glacial Bots come in and either that or I find Rhinox. Oh yes, I did get something else, but I don't have it handy. Insane Galvatron gave me Ripper Snapper for Christmas, but that was actually on the other show, so never mind about that.
Yes, but you were supposed to open it up for this one.
Yeah. It's actually in a display case right now, so.
Okay, well, I'm home, and I've now activated my camera, so we talked about the transformer room that's a mess right now. So if Jerome will highlight my video for all the listeners.
Okay, I've got it highlighted, but I don't see it.
If you're live viewing, you should be seeing my transformer room. There's the wall of DTOFs.
All I see is your picture flashing right now, though.
That's weird. My phone is showing that I've got a picture.
Okay,
it's
probably broadcasting, but it's just not on my screen.
Okay, well, hopefully it is. You can see the big pile on the floor here. You know, there's like pile everywhere. But I came in here.
Hashtag.
Now that I'm home. And
hashtag cleanliness. Hashtag organization. Well, yes, it is broadcasting. Okay,
I came here for a specific purpose to find a certain toy. Here it is. It's one of my Altamont things. I only got a couple this week. A mint on sealed card G1. It's Action Master rollout.
Oh, nice.
Because he is very difficult to find loose without paint chips. I don't know if it's just this particular toy used bad paint or what. Thing is, I want to display all my G1s loose. As you
don't see it.
So I kind of want to open it.
Don't do it.
But at the same time, it's a sealed G1. I mean, this was like 1990, I think, when this came out.
How much did you give for it?
Trademark. It was like $35.
I wouldn't open it.
Which was kind of high for an Action Master, yeah. But it's because it was sealed.
Don't do it.
So I really want this thing loose to put with all the rest.
That's what she said.
But, yeah. So I got that. The only other thing I got, which isn't in this room, I'm not going to go get it, was from Mega Messiah 2 bought a toy. I got the Titanium Soundwave.
Because
I want to use it. Because he's cheap. I want to get the Ripper label set that toy gets ragged on because he looks like he's wearing a diaper because of his design. So Ripper Labels makes a set of stickers that actually looks like, you know, they call it Baby Wave, is what they call it. And so you can put stickers on and make him look like a baby. Like you turn his weapon into a bottle, and it actually looks like his diaper is white with a pen in the front. And it's pretty hilarious.
That's so hilarious.
I want to get those stickers and put on it. And then something I did not mention last week, because last week on Tuesday I hadn't made it in time to do the Outside Wallet, but the week before I did not mention Play Arts Kai Catwoman. This is a fantastic action figure for, you know, if you're into other stuff besides Transformers. I'd never owned a Play Arts Kai figure before. The articulation on the thing is amazing. Well
and
worth the money.
Now he has fat material.
Now I have a little miniature Anne Hathaway. So, yeah, so she's just standing in here in the mess all clutter. Look, it's a hive. All right, so anyway, I want to go get on my computer now.
While he drops off and everything, we'll segue into our discussion topic.
Well, I'm not going to drop off yet. Oh. I'm just disabling the camera.
Yeah, I'm seeing the video now of the Anne Hathaway thing come up there. It's kind of neat.
Am I the only one that thought it was funny that you have the Anne Hathaway figure right next to that silver pole? Am I the only one that saw that?
I'm just now seeing it. I wasn't seeing it.
I find it funny that it's surrounded by Ninja Turtles.
I love it. I love it.
Well, the Ninja Turtles, they got to go out for some fun, too, you know.
That's okay. Girls got to work.
No, nobody's judging, you know. They need some relaxation.
We don't judge here.
To work. It's actually a store display that I got from a store that had a couple of displays that were throwaway. I figured that'd be good for putting toys on. It's whatever just it's got a big square bay with a silver pole at the middle, and then there's like two round discs on the pole that you can move up and down for adjust the height.
On the pole, gotcha.
Yeah, that you get to adjust the height, and so you just put toys on the disc. They're all just sitting on one of those discs.
You're just making it so easy. So
well, if it were going to be a stripper pole, it would have to be a smaller diameter.
I never said that. Did I ever say that word about the pole? I did not. That's you and your dirty mind. It's always your dirty mind.
You always imply these things and then get mad at us. It doesn't be dirty when we say it.
I simply commented on something I saw. Period.
There was a pole.
Exactly.
Yeah,
next to an Anne Hathaway figure in a cat suit.
Well, you want to know why the Anne Hathaway cat suit is next to the pole? She got a job at the telephone company. That's a phone telephone pole.
Oh, okay.
She's going to go up and restore service.
Like I said, whatever makes you sleep better at night.
She just happens to dance next to it.
She's not dancing. She's holding a gun.
I said, girl's got a
gun. Oh, that's even worse. What kind of gun?
What kind of gun do you think it is?
Yes.
Wow.
So what's that shovel like that you keep digging yourself a bigger hole in?
Hey, this is high-quality podcasting. It's good for humor.
Yes.
Ouch, and we're learning so much about you, too.
Ouch, my wallet has been brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. CapturedPrey.com. Let's segue into our discussion topic of the night, because I think we can have a little fun with this one. You know, we all have our favorite Transformer figures that we just love to talk about and love to pick up and mess with in our collections. But then, you know, we're going to talk about that probably next Friday. But this week, let's kind of talk about the figures that we think are absolute turds. Let's talk about figures that we have hated throughout the years that we honestly think does not deserve to have a honor of being called a Transformer. I know every one of us has some, and you know, I kind of want our live listeners and even the listeners on the downloadable version, if you want to chime in and mention it on Facebook or Twitter, feel free to do so. But if you want to comment and tell us what your worst Transformer figures in your collection or your most hated figures in Transformer history, what they are, we'd love to talk about them, because that's what we're getting ready to talk about right now. So, terrible, terrible Transformer figures. Of course, we're going to have to go back to Generation 1 right now to the generation that started it all. What is the one Generation 1 Transformer that you absolutely hate and despise? Or any group. Let's open it up. You know, just any group of Transformers that you absolutely despise from G1. Plasticon, anything you hate?
A group I despise? I don't think I really despise any of them, because I understand them all now. When I was a kid, though, I always thought the Pretenders were a little weak, because, you know, it folds up and goes inside a shell, you know? And when you're a kid during the 80s, you didn't know anything about Japan or anything. You're still like, what the heck is this? How's this a Transformer, you know?
Well, I mean, they basically fold up and suck their own dick. I mean, for crying out loud.
Hey, you would do that if you could.
No, I would not.
So much for that rating.
Yeah. We're already explicit so far.
Oh, I mean, my thing is, with those, they were just, to me, it was completely weak, because you had this silly shell that closes around this robot. And the shell is bigger than the robot, and it should be the other way around. And I'm like, why? I never understood that.
Well, because in order for the robot to go inside, it has to be smaller. It's not a TARDIS. It's not bigger on the inside.
I always thought
your way wouldn't work.
Why couldn't they engineer like a little plastic figure that fits inside a robot that transforms itself? You know,
did you watch the show?
Yes,
Thunderwing.
If you watch the show, that's why. I mean,
my whole thing when I was a kid, I'm talking about when I was a kid, I never understood it. But now that I went back and I actually watched all of those, because I've got them all, I got them on English dub, and I've got them in Japanese. I love it. I think it's awesome now because I understand it.
But I love how the opening
hated it.
Landers on a date.
And then comes the Action Masters, and I was like, this is a kick in the balls because they don't do anything. It's just an articulated thing.
I agree.
It doesn't transform.
I love them.
But I still, like, now I have more respect for them. But back then, hated them. I just hated them. I thought those were dumb.
That has to be, from Generation 1, my most hated Transformers is the Action Masters. I tell you what, I never was a huge fan of G.I. Joe. I love the G.I. Joe vehicles, but whenever they tried to bring the G.I. Joe-style toys into Transformers and have Transformers that don't transform, what the hell? You know, it makes no sense.
And the accessories transformed, so there was just some transformation in the toy.
Yeah, but the Transformer themselves, I mean, I know there's a story behind it. I know there's a story behind it with the comic books and the Nucleon, but give me a break. A toy that is called a Transformer that does not transform. That is the most ridiculous idea.
First of all, the reason they came out.
Cheap.
The comic was something to make Cheap. It right. The reason that they did them was because of the success of the G.I. Joe line. And that's why they did it. But to getting off the point, where else are you going to get such a show-accurate Megatron, Optimus Prime,
Wait about 30 years?
Yeah, exactly. Back then, that's what you got. I love the Action Master line.
I did, too. For that reason, they were show-accurate.
They were awesome.
And the way to look at it is you can't think of it as it's Transformers don't transform.
No, it's your favorite characters in a different genre. So
but the thing is, as a kid, you know, I'm looking at these from whenever I was a kid. I hated them because I picked them up and I look at them in the store and I'm like, these are just little rubber guys. These are not Transformers. You know, I put them back on the shelf, you know.
Well, the bad thing was, though,
Action
Masters
killed Transformers for me for a while.
Well,
they did.
I mean, that's the thing. They shelf war. That was what was bad about them. Hasbro thought they were going to make a lot of money off them, but they literally shelf-formed. Because anybody that was collecting Transformers at that time that completely understood what Transformers was, they're like, that's not cool. And it's like a kid's play school toy. If you think about it, the way that the Optimus Prime truck looked like, that looked like a play school toy. It didn't look like something that you'd want. And that was the problem back then, because most people didn't read the comic book that went along with it.
I
didn't
actually
know anything about that stuff.
I actually did read the comics, and I understood, you know, I understood about Nucleon and everything, because I followed the Marvel comics religiously. And whenever I saw Action Masters in the store, I'm like, ooh, Action Masters, these are not exactly what I was thinking. I was, in my mind, whenever I imagined Action Masters as a kid, I wanted a full-size deluxe figure. You know, okay, if it didn't transform, at least, you know, make it really detailed. Those things aren't even really that detailed. I mean, they're painted on detail.
They were for the time.
Yeah,
well, that's
the
thing.
Time.
I mean, we have to think about, like, the time period. And honestly, a lot of us that were growing up, we were so used to Optimus Prime turning into a truck. Now you got Optimus Prime that's articulated, that you shove inside a truck that drives, and this truck turns into some space shuttle thing. And I'm like, what the? I never understood. Now that I'm older,
exactly.
I get it, and I understand it, and I actually appreciate them better now. But looking back, yeah. I hate to say it, but the Pretenders line and the Action Master line lost a lot of the fandom.
Well, I think for me, as a you know, the reason why I love them, the way I justify it, the whole Transformers don't transform thing, is I see the little 3¾-inch figure as an accessory. The Transformer is the vehicle. Like Optimus Prime, the truck is the Transformer because it transforms, and the little Optimus is the accessory that goes with it. So to me, they're not Transformers don't transform. It's just people are focusing on the wrong part of the toy.
Well, another thing, back during that same time period, you have to think there were a lot more toys that you could choose from as well that barrel rolled over those entire lines. I mean, there were still GoBots out there you could buy. Most people are like, I'll buy a GoBot over that because at least I can transform this thing. And there were even those crazy knockoff versions of those GoBots that, I don't know if you guys remember the ones with like pickup truck that you pull back and let go, and you could transform it and pull out the back portion and pull it back and let it go, just like a throttle bot. They had those silly little things that you could get, and those things were on the pegs, and you can get those dirt cheap compared to a transformer back then. That they were trying to ask the same price point as like a Grimlock or something back then, and people just didn't get it. I mean, even parents were like, I'm not buying that for you. That's like a little kid's toy, you know? So, I mean, it was a complete different time back then.
Well, yeah, things. I mean, it's one thing looking back and... Oops, about to knock my microphone over here. It's one thing looking back and, you know, as an adult, I get Action Masters, and I actually own two official ones and one custom now. But I have Skyfall, I have Banzai Tron, and I have an Action Master Weird Wolf. But, and you know, if I can find one that that I find cool, now I'd buy it. But back as a kid, I detested those things. Insane Galvatron, what about you? What G1s absolutely did you detest?
Or do you we're going by genre. I thought we were just going overall.
We're going to kind of skip through the generations and talk about them.
Like I said, I mean, I don't know if I'm tainted by all the years, because now
I love
all of G1 now. Like I said, I have an appreciation for the Pretenders and the Action Masters, and I never hated them as much as everybody else did. Like people,
say everyone else.
Pretender Starscream, but I think that toy's great. I mean, as a kid, I would have loved that, because it stayed together better than the Diclone Starscream. You know, when you try to transform, the wings weren't falling off, the fists weren't extra pieces. Sure, it may have looked like crap by comparison in alt mode, but it was a fun toy. And yeah, so I really don't know that I have a G1 that I was really super disappointed in. I mean, I even had Twin Twist as a kid, one of the jump starters. Loved it.
I hated those things as a kid, too, and I love them now.
Yeah, I loved them as a kid. I mean, I think when I got... the only Pretender I had as a kid was Landmine. And I remember when I got it, I was a little bit disappointed because of how, you know, the alt mode didn't really look like anything. And I'm like, you know, I don't really like that. They just, you know, put him in the show as a giant man. But that was my first impression after I played with the toy for a while. I mean, I had an imagination back then. And I ended up having fun with it because it was a fun toy. Okay, the robot transforms easy, so it makes for quick, easy play. And I got an imagination, so I can see a car in this thing, even though it's just a folded-up robot. But as a kid, I could see a car in it because I could buy it. Okay, it's supposed to be a car. Imagination. Oh, it's a car. And then I had fun putting it out of the shell. And like, oh, it's like I'm hiding a toy. Like, nobody would know I've got this robot. You know, and I just got bought into the concept after just a few minutes of playing with it. So I'm going to have to say, as far as G1s, I'm just going to have to say none. None of the above. I don't have a hated toy out of G1. I didn't hate anything in G1. So that's what we're going by. I'm not picking my least favorite G1. It's supposed to be, what toy did you hate?
Well,
I didn't
hate or least favorite.
Well, my whole thing, I mean, I'm kind of like you. I mean, I don't dislike G1 or G2. I just don't. But
even as a kid, I didn't hate it.
When I was a kid, those are the two lines that never appealed to me, and I never understood the Action Masters. The Pretenders kind of threw me for a loop, because I was like, what the heck is this? But when you're a kid, you don't understand that, especially when, think about the lines that came out right before those. You had Target Masters, you had Headmasters, you had stuff that was really cool. Then all of a sudden they hit you with this shell with a character in it. And then later on they just completely take all that away and give you an articulated robot that comes with some crazy weapon that somewhat transforms, or a vehicle that the thing comes in. And when you're a kid, that doesn't really appeal to you when you've been collecting the other stuff before it. Now, I could understand the kids that went in the G2, and that's what they saw on the shelves when they were little. That would probably appeal to them. But guys like me, they're only a little older? No, it didn't.
Just didn't. You know, I didn't like the Pretenders as well as the earlier stuff. But like I said, I just didn't really hate it either. As far as least favorite, I'd have to go probably the most disappointing. Like, the first time I saw one in person was Devastator, because I pictured him bigger in my mind. You can say that for any combiner. I expected them to be bigger. Metroplex, again, I expected to be bigger. So I was disappointed because they were smaller than I thought they were going to be. But
nothing I really disliked.
But this is the funny thing, because you know we sit there and we talk about like Metroplex being bigger and such. There were kids that thought Fortress Maximus was the size of Metroplex.
Yeah,
they had no idea back then that this thing was the size of an infant.
Did I share that on Tuesday night on the show, or is that something we talked about during off?
It might have been. I don't know if you shared it before, but I mean, there's kids that didn't understand the scope and the size of this thing.
Duran had Brave Max, and this was as adults when I met Duran for the first time. He showed me his Brave Max, and I mean, I was what 26, I think, around that time, 25, 26, and that's when I learned how big Fort Max was. Because as a kid, I only ever saw him in that catalog with nothing next to the scale reference. I knew he turned into a city. I thought he would be the same size as Metroplex, who I had seen earlier. So yeah, I was 26 before I found out how big Fort Max was.
So what's Mega Scott for G1 and stuff? Do you hate anything out of the line when you were a kid?
Okay, when I was a kid?
Yeah.
No. But now? Yes. I hate jump starters. They're in every collection I ever buy. I can't stand them. I have so many of them, it's unreal. Everyone knows this. I can't stand them.
Dude, send me like two of each. I need to do repaints. Just send them to me. I'll keep them.
There's so many. But no. No, when I was growing up, no. I liked them all because all of them did something different and, you know, they made you think. And my big thing was is I never looked at instructions. Instructions, you know, back then instructions were suckers. You just sit there and you figured it out. And that was part of the fun, figuring it out. And my other thing I used to love to do is I'd get them and I'd go to my dad and say, here, you try and figure it out. And now he'd hate it. You know, then you get one over on your dad, you know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I love that. I love that. So and everyone that hates on the Action Masters, no. They were great. I'm sorry. When you see Optimus Prime as a big square-chested truck, and then you get to actually hold a figure, back then that's all you had, that represented what you saw on TV, that was awesome. The only thing that I couldn't stand was it didn't have the same articulation that my G.I. Joes did. And that's the only thing I fault them for. They could have done that. You know? And I think they would have been 100 times better. But other than that, I got nothing bad to say about
them.
Yeah. My only Action Master as a kid was Starscream. Loved him because he looked like the cartoon.
And the funny part was, is you were sitting there talking about Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime, Gutcruncher, and Megatron, the three big ones, were the only ones I didn't have because I could never find them. They were always gone.
Okay, listeners on YouTube, Kal-El Reviews, thank you for listening. He hates the Action Masters apparently as well. It defeats the purpose. Avenging Tragedy, we have him to thank for our TFYLP logo, so thank you again. Well, his most hated figure is not from G1, but it's the Dark of the Moon Deluxe Class Lunar Fire Prime. It's an utter piece of crap. Looks nice in truck mode, but a completely horrible otherwise. His won't even stand. Rexbot says Classics Octane. And let's see here. Sharky T hates Sludge. G1 Sludge. He thinks that guy sucks. I have two of them. He's my favorite.
I love Sludge. I think he's cool.
He's the biggest one in Dino mode, but he ends up being the same size in robot mode. He kind of shrinks.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
But, okay, Generation 2. And we're not going to do every single... we're not going to do every single Transformers line, but some of the main ones. It's like the Unicron trilogy. I'm just going to lump those all together when we get to it. But I'm going to screen share my least favorite G2, and it'll
the
be
G2's are probably rage at you too.
it'll be kind of obvious why I hate this guy. But yeah. G2 Electro.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's got a great vehicle mode. Doesn't look too shabby in robot mode.
He has some articulation and everything.
Yes.
Just because he breaks, big deal.
That
You asked out of a figure.
Back in the day.
To last more than 10 minutes.
Back in the day, before GPS was widely known and everything, I bought one of these guys on eBay, and he looked awesome. I'm like, oh, man, that is a sick-looking vehicle mode. I love the old-timey hot rod-looking Transformers. Well, I got it in the mail and took it out, and he was just crumbled into pieces. I mean, I literally held his electronics by the
wire.
By the wire, yeah. And I was so mad. I absolutely detested it because of that. I mean, once I found out what GPS actually is, I understood why it did what it did. But every time I see Electro, to this day, I still have that. It just grates against me every time I see Electro. Not because he's a really bad toy, but because of what he was made of. And G2 Slingshot for the same reason. I never owned a G2 Slingshot, but I love those colors on him.
You know that Electro was actually just the pre-Beast Wars Waspinator. That's why he falls to pieces.
Never heard that theory. Never heard that theory.
That's awesome.
So, Plasticon, what's your least favorite G2?
My least favorite G2. Now, it's really hard for me to decide because I absolutely love G2. So many people hated it because of all the gimmicks and stuff, and I thought that was the biggest thing that sold it to me because I loved all the silly stuff they integrated with this transforming robot. And, I mean, I guess I can probably say maybe G2 Bumblebee because of the simple fact that it's a shiny version.
It's the ultimate gold
bug. They could have made, instead of naming the silly thing Bumblebee, they could have just named it Gold Bug, which would have been even cooler. And I'm like, I don't understand why. I mean, it would probably be the only one I could rage at because when I was a kid, I had the original Bumblebee, and then they came out with this shinier version. I'm like, why didn't they do this back when I was a lot younger? But I mean, honestly, I think it probably would just be him. Cause,
you know, I hate it as a kid.
Yeah,
I hated
my family a G2.
Those gaudy colors and the voice boxes. Redid some of the G1s with voice boxes and everything. I thought that was so lame as a kid. You know, but, you know, as an adult, I look back on it and I'm like, that is so 90s awesome. You know, I love them now.
One of the things I absolutely loved was the simple fact that they added the voice box to Optimus Prime, so that it made his truck even bigger and beefier, because I always liked trucks that had, like, the refrigeration unit on the front of it, and it just made that thing bigger, and I liked the idea.
Everybody loves a good reefer.
Not me. Drug-free and proud.
But, that's... But that's the thing. Some people hated the voice box idea. I thought it was fun because you plug a little voice box thing on the back of, like, you know, Ramjet, and then it does this aircraft takeoff sound. I thought that was cool because that was, like, you know, pretty much the first integration of actually having voice box stuff in it besides, you know, Galvatron and Shockwave, which were the only two that I know I can remember in G1 that actually had them, like an electronic thing that made noise. I don't think there was anybody else that did that other than, Trypticon Walks, but that's
right. Skylynx.
Yeah, Skylynx.
Omega Supreme.
Yeah, but they don't make noises.
No, but they're electronic.
Right, but they the only two in G1 that actually made the noises was Shockwave and Galvatron.
Yeah. So Megamus, your least favorite G2s?
I didn't care for Megatron, and the only reason was because it wasn't in scale. It was too big. But I actually like that scale. I would have liked to have seen them take Prime and making that size.
I think it would have been better. I never really liked, is it Dreadwind or Dreadwing?
Dreadwind and Smoke Jumper?
Yeah, I just never liked that. I mean, it had some gimmicks to it and everything, but the toy in and of itself, I just didn't like it. So,
love that thing. I love that thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just choice I didn't care for. But I'd say if I had to pick one, it would be Megatron, only because that the tank, it was just too big. It wasn't in scale.
Ginormous.
Megatron attack!
Yeah.
Well, they didn't care about the voices that they used. The voices on all of them were horrible.
Well, what was funny about the Megatron and Optimus Prime thing in G2 is that they had multiple toys each, but the Optimus Prime toys kept getting bigger, and the Megatron toys kept getting smaller.
It's true.
The only version of G2 Megatron I ever owned was a Korean version, and it screamed at me in Korean.
That's even cooler. Yeah.
Well, I had it as an adult, so that's why that toy, I don't hate it. Because I always liked it because it would scream at me in Korean. But, yeah, it was... Generation 2 had some good stuff. Let's do Machine Wars, Beast Wars.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't get a turn in G2.
No, you didn't?
I actually had an answer for this one.
No, nobody gives a crap what you think.
What?
I was out of Transformers by the time G2 came around. But I remember, you know, some friends that I used to play Transformers with when I was into them when I was younger had been following Houston reading the comics, and he let me know when the G2 came out. And he was talking about how they re-released all the G2 toys in the funky colors. So as a kid, I think my biggest disappointment, because I wanted another Optimus Prime because I had worn mine out. And it would be neat to have another one of those. And I was really disappointed in the fact that it had a black trailer. I don't know why, but as a kid, I was really hung up on that. It's like my chance to have like a reissue, essentially, of a toy that I had worn out that I'd like to have another copy of, minty fresh, and the trailer's the wrong color. And then I just didn't like all the neon colors and everything else. But that was the extent of my knowledge of G2 back in the day, because I had already pretty much moved on from toys. It wasn't until as an adult collector, looking back, I got back into Transformers at the time of R.I.D. came out, so I had seen Scourge. So I heard he was a repaint of a G2 toy that I was completely unaware of before that. It was the Laser Prime. And so the first time I got my hands on a Laser Prime, I was extremely disappointed. Not because it was a bad toy, but just compared to R.I.D. Scourge, it looked like crap. Very bland and boring. You know, with a lot of gray.
I'd love to have a G2 Prime.
It's a great toy, but remember, my first exposure to it was R.I.D. Scourge. That Deco owns that mold, so when I got the G2 Laser Prime, it was just very... So as an adult, that's my answer for the least favorite G2. Is just the
you don't
Prime.
Know how bad whenever Megamus had that G2 Prime here on the show selling it. I'm like, you know, I'll take it. I didn't have the money at the time. I still don't have the money.
The same thing with that BotCon exclusive Seacons. God, I want that set. That set is awesome.
Yeah,
it's like I said, it's a cool mold, but just after having Scourge, the G2 Prime is just a letdown.
The Scourge was
I don't
better.
Know, dude. I love G2.
The Scourge was a lot better.
Was it?
Now, maybe if I had encountered the Prime before the Scourge, my opinion might be different.
That's definitely an example of the recolor way better than the original. I mean, that repaint on that just made that toy.
I actually like the recolor of the Generations Dreadwind of over Megatron. I like the colorations of it, and I like the head remold, but since I already have a Megatron, it's just kind of pointless for me to buy it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still like the Laser Prime, but I'm actually really wanting to get the E-Hobby one they did where he's Magnus, which looks pretty
Ultra Magnus.
Sweet, too.
That one, I like it better also.
But, I mean, the Scourge one's cool, but I don't know. I don't know what it is with the black recolors of Prime, but it's put a bad taste in my mouth. I think I'm getting to the point I'm just sick of seeing them.
It's getting old, yeah.
Yeah, it is old, but I think the thing with Scourge was he was the first time it was done.
Right.
So it hadn't gotten old.
Right, and then everybody's like, oh, look, it's a Nemesis Prime, and now everybody does it. And it's like, come on. Stop with it. Just stop. Look, the nemesis to freaking Prime was Motor Master, all right? There. Done. I've said it. Get
Which
over
is
it.
Probably where the whole idea came from, so...
I still want them to, like, some third party, like, make it so that way all our G1 Stunticons can combine with a larger version of that Motormaster. Not, you know, make him G1 size, 2 Prime, that combines with those Stunticons and make that work. I would like to see that. Well, if you think about it, if you do a mass shift, you can actually make him bulkier, make him bigger.
Or do it like the cartoon, where that larger Motormaster, instead of just making the thighs, he actually makes the whole leg and plug the car on, like in the cartoon.
Or you could just buy the third party Fans Project Stunticons, which does that exact same thing
for $600.
No, it's not $600. It's not even that much. No, right now, I'm already in it that deep.
I'm waiting for the last one, so I'll have it. I'm waiting.
Yep, I'm four into it.
But that's the thing. We're getting way crazy. And it's driving me nuts.
Apparently, TF Source is shipping them already.
But my whole thing is like, look, I don't want an over-articulated robot. I'm so sick of that. Why do you think I went to the Retro Future line? I like the blocky aesthetic. I like something that I can transform. It doesn't take me 30 minutes to figure out what to do with the parts. It literally takes you like seconds to do this. Mm-hmm. Most people have a lot of issues with it. I mean, I buy it to play with it, okay? If I can't play with it, then if I'm not having fun with it, I don't want it. And
that's what she said.
Honestly, that's the way. I do like articulated robots. Don't get me wrong. But 90% of the time, when you build up that robot in his ultimate mode, what do you do with it? You stick it on a shelf and then it collects dust. Most people don't take it down to play with it 20
times.
Speaking
of blocks that aren't articulated and are black repaints of Prime.
Well, that one is actually the only one I am actively trying to get. Because I absolutely love that mold. It's fun. It's easy to transform. It doesn't take 30 minutes to do something with. You transform that thing within like 10, 15 minutes.
Less than that. I can transform this thing in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, well, depending on what you're doing with it. If you're putting it into like base mode or what you're going to do. But it doesn't take long to do that. I mean, see, truck mode, bam. Try doing that with a modern robot. I mean, seriously, grab a modern robot off your shelf and do that that quick. Not going to happen. It's just not. And that's what I was saying. I mean, I'd like to see them take, you know, a Prime size. And yes, this is a repaint that I'm doing. But make this Motormaster and make it combined with the G1 Stunticons, which would make it interesting because you think about it, you could take like Breakdown, stick him in the trailer, and he'll still shoot out. Just think about it, guys.
Hmm.
It'd be kind of interesting to see a third party kind of do something with that.
Let's move on to Machine Wars through Beast Machine. Well, let's make it Machine Wars through Robots in Disguise. Pick a few out of those few lines. And tell us your least favorite Megamus.
For Machine Wars?
Machine Wars through RID. Just pick.
So basically, Machine Wars, Beast Wars. Well, should we give the Beast Era its own category?
Sure.
Yeah. I didn't care for any of the Machine Wars. And I had them all.
They were just the unreleased G1s that were UK exclusive and some unreleased G2 mold. Well, those to me.
That kind of fits
in with the previous two categories we had.
Yeah.
And there were only 13 toys in the line. It's not really that, you know, hard.
Actually, I think the biggest turd out of those lines is Soundwave. But I would still love to have a Machine Wars Soundwave.
Yeah, I think he's a pretty cool truck. I think if anything, the biggest turd would be one of those flip jets or one of the cars, like that Prowl and Mirage mold.
Well,
look that great in robot mode.
Coming from the person here that actually owns the entire line. I like it. I like the entire line. But the weak ones are the Mirage and the Prowl. Because I kind of wish they would have made it so where the front wheels would, like, flip backward to, like, plug into the back somewhere. So that way you can actually give those ball-jointed arms some more articulation. That would have been better. But honestly, those are the only two, to me, that are, like, the weakest ones of that entire line.
Hubcap is way too yellow.
Yeah. I liked it.
But, yeah, I like it, too. I mean, I think the stars...
I mean, to be honest with you, the only... You know, I mean, like you were saying, the what was it, Hoist? I mean, that's just horrible. The only thing I thought was neat out of that was his gun placement. You know, the actual integrating of his gun. You know, that was about it. That, to me, that was about the only thing that was good in that whole line.
I kind of enjoyed the flip change gimmick, though. I mean, that's what I enjoyed about him. I thought it was really neat. It was interesting. It was completely different compared to everything else we had seen. And those were designed specifically for that line. They were not released during G2. And you saw like a little snippet of some of that stuff during Beast Wars 2. So There were a few of them they released there before they hit the RID. And Machine Wars, to me, I don't think it was too bad. And the Prime, a lot of people complain about. I thought they did a great job with that Thunderclash mold and repainted it as Prime. They just could have maybe re-sculpted the face, and that would have probably made it even better. But that was all.
Okay, Beast Era. Beast Era. Magnus, let's go to you.
Transkeetor.
Transkeeto?
Yeah, I couldn't stand that thing. Didn't like it.
Didn't we see him in Toys R Us like many, many years later around the time RD was out?
Everyone like, saw him.
He was like on clearance for like a dollar.
Yes.
Or less.
Yes.
And he still wasn't selling.
Because he was a turd.
I mean, I can't believe, I looking back, I can't believe I passed up that toy. I think we saw him. I think, wasn't it under a dollar when we saw it?
Yeah, and I actually bought one.
And I didn't. I left it sitting. You know, it was under a dollar.
I kept it mint and sealed box for years. And
probably worth all like $2 now.
Yeah, and I went ahead and opened it.
Quadrupled my money.
Yeah.
I actually, I'm sure I got something out of it, but you know, it's more than I paid. It was less than $4. I know that much.
If you got a stick of gum out of it, you ripped someone off.
I actually wouldn't mind having one again though, because it was so terrible.
I think that was the worst.
I wasn't a big fan of Power Hug.
The peel bug?
Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
But the thing is, if I had the money and I found one, I'd buy one because it's so
bad, it's good.
It's so terrible.
That one had one redeeming factor. You could just put him next to another figure, hit that little button, he'd give him a hug.
He just loves you.
Yep.
Hug.
He's going to hug you to death.
Yes, right.
I think my least favorite out of the Beast Era would have to be the Beast Machines Deployers. I didn't care for those. Like Mole and can't remember what the other names are. They were just totally pointless to me.
Yeah, I agree. They weren't that good. They weren't that good. And then they reissued them again in different colors. Yeah. Well, not really reissued, but they had variations in colors. And yeah, the deployers were not good. They didn't make any sense. A chariot? Yeah.
Give me a break.
But hook it up to Battle Unicorn, and there you go.
Okay, my least favorite.
That makes sense.
My least favorite was the Beast Machines Night Scream. The toy was way too big to represent that character, and that weird emo hair that he had in the show translated to the toy form. It looked like he had a turd hanging off the top of his head.
I mean, he literally was a turd.
It looked like poop. It looked like he fell face first to a pile of poop and stood up, and a big piece just hanging off. It was just the ugliest toy.
Okay.
I've ever seen.
Just for people who are watching the YouTube video, I've got to find a picture of this Beast Machines Transformers.
Yeah, I bought that. And even like for as big as it was, you'd think, well, maybe it'd be cool to have a really intricate transformation or being really poseable. But it wasn't. It was like the legs were so spindly, he could barely stand up in anything other than a straight up and down, like at a full attention. If you tried to like pose him in any way, the legs would just like fall apart, you know, spread apart, and the knees would bend. He would just collapse. He couldn't really stand up.
What did you think of Supreme Cheetor?
Yeah, he was about as bad as Cheetor, but at least Cheetor looked
better. Supreme Cheetor wasn't any better.
No, but it looked better. Wasn't he better for standing up, but it looked better.
Looked better when he was just standing there doing nothing.
Okay. Yeah. If Night Scream had been a good toy as far as playability, it could have overcame his bad looks, but like all that wing kibble on the arms limited the arm articulation. There's only so much you can do with the arms because that wing kibble kept hitting his body. It's just a horrible toy.
I mean, look at this. It does. It looks like there is a turd literally hanging off of his head.
Yeah, you need to make that picture bigger.
That's as big as I can get it, I think.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look at that. I mean, it's a turd hanging off of his head. Once it's seen, it cannot be unseen.
Yeah, that's just a horrible movie. Look at the toy. It's ugly. It doesn't even look like he did in the show. It's bad. I mean, as bad as that model was in the show, the toy doesn't even present it that accurately. It's horrible. I'm sorry. That's the worst. That goes down as my worst toy of all time, Transformer-wise. Not just the Beast era, for everything. That's my trump card. It's just, I hate it.
Yeah, I actually owned one. That was one of the few Beast machines I never opened. Because I bought it because to be a completionist, because you know I had all of Beast machines, but that was one of those. Whenever I bought it, I'm like, I'm not going to buy a duplicate of this because just looking at the picture on the back, I'm like, this thing is horrible, just horrible. So what about you, Plasticon? What's your least favorite Beast Era figure?
And I don't.
Let's not forget about the Japanese ones too.
Well, my whole thing is, there's a lot of people that are probably going to absolutely hate me because I'm going to say this, but I was not a fan of any of them. I just didn't like any of them because they're floppy, they're shell former, they completely went against the grain for me. I still can't really get much into them. The only ones I can probably say I could get into is like the Beast Wars 2 Neo stuff that they had where they repainted Piranacon and did some of the G2 bots, you know, like some of the auto rollers and stuff. I think those are cool, but the rest of them, I was like, no. I mean, my son has some, and I'm like, I still can't get into these things. I get it. I understand, but I just... I can't see trying to stand half those up on a shelf and expect them to stay there without falling over or bumping into each other enough to knock each other over. It's ridiculous. I mean, think about it. You have ball joints that just completely fall apart.
Beast Machine's Quick Strike never would stand for me. The one that I had, whenever I had my big collection, my Quick Strike was a floppy mess.
That was my problem with all of them. They were floppy. They had gigantic parts literally hanging off the arms, which is going to go into another line that it drives me insane about. But I can't stand that kind of thing. Things have to be nice and neat and tidy. And yes, I know I'm into brick formers, whatever. But still, there's got to be a purpose for it to be there. If it's going to sit there and hang, it should like lock in place.
Half of them don't.
They just dangle and do this. But look at me. I got my skin hanging off my arm. I can't lock it on because Hasbro failed to stick a freaking little notch here for it to lock on.
You're telling me that every Beast Wars and Beast Machines you couldn't stand, you don't like.
I can't get it. Well, there's only two, I guess I could say I liked. That was the Megatron and the freaking roller skate T-Rex.
There's no
only
way.
Two.
I'll even say today, my favorite toy is Optimus Primal. The ape.
I couldn't get behind Optimus Prime being a gorilla, though.
It doesn't have any kibble. It's got so much play value, and it's show accurate.
It is a good toy.
That
but
is
I gotta
a
say,
great toy.
I see where you're getting at, because I mean, later on, I actually got to play with a Primal, and I saw all the crazy weapon gimmick storage stuff
it's
it
awesome.
Had, but I'm like...
A skull mace?
But you know why you're not going to win this argument, Megamus? It's because, I'll tell you one thing about Plasticon I figured out. He's a modalist. Kind of like a racist, but he's prejudiced against alt modes. If they're beast formers, he don't like them.
Even when it comes to G1, it's really hard for me to... I mean, I've got, like, you know, Abominus and all that stuff, and it's cool, but it's also like... Who, honestly, is the nemesis, like, in the Autobot realm for Abominus other than Computron? Well, you would think animals would want to fight animals instead of some... spaceship fighting an animal. It's kind of odd. And I'm like, it's weird. But I'm like, okay,
modest,
I understand.
Man.
I get
modest.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
okay.
But
well,
I've always liked vehicles and stuff.
I hate to go out on a tangent, but Optimus Primal, if you just get any category. The looks of it, it gets a 10. The play value, it gets a 10. It doesn't have any, you know, kibble. It transforms flawlessly. It is a badass toy all around. I like it more than most G1 toys.
What about the Ultimate one? The one that had, like, what was it, like 8 different alt modes?
The Ultimate Optimus, he had the 4 modes.
Optimus.
That thing was that thing,
I was talking about the original.
I mean, it was cool in certain ways, but in certain ways it was like, I don't know where this part goes. I mean, when I look at a Beast Wars character, I'm like, okay, cool, I transformed it. It looks like I've got a bunch of pieces of a broken robot attached to just the back of it, and then like the skeleton of this robot standing inside of it. And I couldn't get behind that.
But not that one. That's why I will harp on that one.
It's Optimus Prime as a monkey, and I never got behind that. Now, for my listeners, yes, I have watched all of Beast Wars. I absolutely love the cartoon. I just cannot get behind the toys. I'm sorry. I love the cartoon, though. So, even with Beast Machines that everybody hated, I actually liked the cartoon.
At least there were vehicles in that one. There were vehicles in Beast Machines.
Yeah, I like Tankor. I thought Tankor was cool.
Then I'll go with
my favorite out of there.
I'll go with Blast Punch Primal. Another great toy.
That was a fantastic toy. I have to admit, Blast Punch Optimus Primal was pretty.
Sorry,
awesome.
They're both good toys. They just happen to be the same.
Guys,
character,
you might as well give up. Trying to convince him to like Beastformers is like trying to convince a KKK member to.
I always thought it was weird that you had Primal riding around on a surfboard.
Favorite
what
Beast
the
era.
Hell?
Did I? I did not. That one was kind of, you know, goofy. But those two.
My favorite Beast era Transformer has to be Big Convoy.
Big Convoy was neat.
Hey, we're not doing favorites. We're doing least favorites.
Had too much kibble. We're getting off track. That's
way too much kibble. Good Lord.
We're going to talk about favorites next week, but that's a preview. Big Convoy.
That thing had
really
so much kibble, it had to have a gun to make some of the kibble.
That's why I love it.
It was horrible when you rip off his whole entire head, turn it into a gun, and stick it in his hand. And it's like this wall of like mammoth elephant parts everywhere. It's like if you ripped all that off, it'd actually look a decent robot if you pulled all those parts off of it. It wouldn't have been a great robot. But I'm like, come on. If they wanted to do Shell Former, why didn't they just do Shell Former like they did with Pretenders and just like, oh, look, it's this thing, make it slightly articulated enough, crack the thing open, pull a robot out, and there you go.
Honestly, I think that's the way Pretenders should have been. They should have been literally Shell Formers.
There were some that were
the shell
beasts.
Broke apart and stayed attached to the robot?
Yes.
Well, in G1, there were some Pretenders that were beasts, and I liked that idea. I thought it was kind of interesting. You got an animal that turns into a robot, and that's how you do it.
Chain
that's
claw.
Fine.
Chain claw for the frickin' win.
Right, but it's like you've got, you know, Ultra Mammoth and all these ones that they decided to come out with. I'm like, why are... I understand the love behind the Beast Wars stuff. I completely understand because it was one of the strongest storyline series that I had ever watched. I loved it. Story-wise, great. Toy-wise, very weak to me because it was like you have parts that fall off all the time. I mean, honestly, most of the time when people are buying Beast Wars stuff, they are looking for these parts all the time because it always loses a leg or an arm goes off somewhere and they have no idea where it went. And then they have to try to search through bins and everything else to try to find them. They're really difficult to try to put back together unless you absolutely know that that arm goes to this, because there's some parts that look like it goes to it, but it doesn't. And it's very confusing. And I understand and I salute those who actually have the patience to go through there and collect those, but I can't.
This has been so fun. We actually are running a little bit long. What do you guys say that we actually continue our least favorites next week?
Well, we only got like...
We haven't even touched R.I.D. What?
Yeah, we haven't touched R.I.D. We haven't touched the Unicron trilogy. Really, we haven't touched Universe,
okay.
Alternators.
Well, like you
worst, okay, well, my worst Transformer ever, and everybody will get behind this. Armada Sideswipe.
Boom! Right there. Boom! Right there.
But
that is my
worst ever
that figure.
Done. piece of junk.
That figure actually enrages me every time I see it. It's like, it has so much potential. I mean, it's got actually a cool car mode. I give it that. The car mode is awesome. Then you turn it into robot and you're like, this thing is a piece of shit.
Because they sacrificed the entire robot to
the
like stupid gimmicks. Like, gimmicks that didn't even need to be there.
Yes.
None of those.
That is my least favorite Transformer of all time.
And Armada Hotshot's right behind that. Because
actually,
it's
I
stupid.
Like Armada Hotshot.
Garbage.
No,
I was going to say, as far as doing this by category, we could just leave out RID because it was mostly all repaints anyway of stuff we've already talked about. The only new molds in there were pretty much all awesome, so there's no point picking a negative there.
I hated and I loved Armada, Robots in Disguise, Megatron and Galvatron. Or the Devil Gigatron and Gigatron, however you want to call them. I loved him because he looked awesome, but I hated him. He had a freaking hand mode. You know,
that's awesome. Just,
yeah, he did.
It was a hand mode because it plugged into this big, gigantic thing that they never created to actually. But the ones I didn't like at R&D were all the Autobot Brothers.
I love those guys.
I hated those things because it was like, why did they put the hood of the car on the arm? They could have easily made that be on the back. But what do? They shove it on the arm. And then you got Brawn, or I forget.
X-Brawn.
Look, he's got this huge, gigantic arm. Like, what is that? I mean, come on. That was completely
awesome. Sideburn is cable-tastic awesomeness.
I can't get behind those, man. I've tried them. I'm like, it infuriates me to try to transform this thing into a car. I'm like, because I'm easily like, oh, look, everything's symmetrical. Now I got something that's not even asymmetrical. It's like, what the hell? I got like all this over here transforms into one side, and then this one little thing comes out. Boop, boop, there's his arm. What the hell is that? No.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that infuriated me in R.I.D. All the rest of the stuff in R.I.D. I loved. Even the Optimus Prime that combined with Magnus, I thought that was great. I didn't mind the Megatron. The Megatron was a complete different take on what he was. But those, no. I didn't like those because it completely like screwed up. It's a car. How do you screw up transforming a car, into a robot instead of, I don't know, it's too much kill.
Yeah. Okay, so Universe 1.0 was all repaints. We can skip that. We've already pretty much all unanimously agreed Sideswipe was the worst Unicron Trilogy toy. It leaves us
followed
with
by Scavenger.
I love Scavenger. I love that stocking gimmick he had. I love that toy.
Go to hell.
Just like
go directly to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
I like Energon Optimus too, just because of the novelty of the fact that he's fat. So I won't even put down him. I would have to say a close second after Armada Sideswipe for worst toy in Unicron Trilogy is pretty much Energon.
Energon
the entire line.
No, Energon.
No, there were some good holes in there.
Energon has some good stuff.
I don't like Prime for the right reasons, but I like him. All the Decepticons were good, but pretty much all the Autobots had the combining gimmick sucked. The combining gimmick really hampered those toys.
You know, Energon Mirage. Energon Mirage had that play school feel to him so bad. You know.
Did they call him Mirage, the race car? No, it's Prowl. They called him Prowl.
Prowl, yeah, Prowl, my bad.
Yeah. Mirage was the boat Decepticon. He was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, just pick one Energon Autobot that can combine shirt pants mode. They sucked.
Shirt pants mode. That's all you got to say about that.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, the only one out of the entire lot that I even enjoyed was the Omega Sprint. That was it. Just because of what it did. I mean, I thought it was interesting.
But that's
the only one out of the whole lot that I could even stand.
I tell you, also, Armada Optimus, Super Pants Optimus Prime. I hated that piece of garbage. I mean, okay, the cab by itself was awesome. I mean, he's just a big bendy Prime. You
the
combine
only that,
it with that trailer. That trailer, I hated it. I literally threw it against the wall. I did. I hated it.
That's
that
what
much.
You do is you throw that against the wall, and then you buy the freaking Star Saber and plug that one in, and it makes it look so much better. That was the only thing that saved that Prime was that Star Saber.
Yeah,
that's an Energon, wasn't it? Is there Star Saber for the Armada Prime too? I thought it was Jetfire that made pants for him.
Yeah, he did. Jetfire. Yeah, Jetfire made pants for
him. Okay, Jetfire. Well, it's the one that looked like the stealth bomber that you literally split in half and.
Yeah, that was for Energon Prime. He's talking about the Armada one.
Yeah, Armada Super Pants Prime.
Yeah, it had the shuttle.
With the auto transform trailer. I listened to old episodes of the TFWire podcast, several months ago, maybe a year ago, just out of boredom. Went back and listened to old episodes. And one of the hosts on there talked about, because that podcast has been canceled for years. But this was back in the days when like Alternator was still on the shelf. They were talking about how he had bought that Armada Prime with the auto-transform trailer, and he was just transforming it back and forth by operating the cab, watching the trailer go back and forth, and it actually caught fire and scorched his carpet.
I didn't even think that was possible with that thing.
Wow. It did. The motor got hot, and it actually like started smoking and then burnt like a brown patch.
I never had that problem.
Well, I stand corrected then, because I thought only G1 toys could actually hurt someone. But I stand corrected. Electrical fires.
Wow. What about you, Mus? What's your least favorite of those areas?
I never really got into them. I never did. So I really can't comment on them. I mean, I really didn't get into them.
Just kind of hazed over them, huh?
Yeah, the whole trilogy just didn't do anything for me. RID was okay. They hit some good ones. I mean, I have a couple ones that I liked. But as far as hated, I mean, I never really got into them. So I can't really say.
Not even Unicron?
No. Wow. I like Unicron.
Now, Unicron is obviously, I've got him. I got him and Primus. I love both of those. Those two are just phenomenal. I always wish that they would, like, I don't know, make a bigger version of both, but, I mean, they're big, but it would be awesome to get, like, one that's, like, the size of, like, a basketball.
Turns into a Fort Max size robot.
Dude, that would be so sweet. You know that.
Okay. Well, if we're going to get through these worst lists, move to the next line. We'll save classics for last because it's been kind of off and on. The next thing after the Unicron trilogy will be the movie line.
All of it.
Thank you. All of it.
Do I have to actually voice my opinion?
There were some gems in there, like the Revenge of the Fallen.
There were, but for the most part, I hated the aesthetic of it. I still hate the aesthetic of it. There is a reason I own the only movie toys that I movie molds that I own are convention exclusive, like Spinister. I think that's the only movie mold that I even own.
Well, I don't think he was really even a movie toy. He came out in that like Hunt for the Decepticons line.
That falls more in line with the classics line.
Yeah, that's Tomahawk
movie toy. That's not movie toy.
I thought he was. I thought he was Dark of the Moon.
No,
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say the movie one jazz figure was like the worst. But you're right, there were a lot of stinkers in those three lines.
Yeah, they just were.
Megatron. The movie 07 Megatron.
I want all those Megatrons.
It's mostly just his design.
Revenge of the Fallen Megatron was good.
I had it. Yeah. It was okay, but I was like, it needed to be much bigger. The only thing
I didn't like was the GIMP arm. That was it. I just thought that was pointless.
Oh, the Dark of the Moon Megatron, the truck?
Well, no, he's talking about the Revenge of the Fallen.
The Revenge of the Fallen.
Okay.
It still had the smaller arm. I just, I know it was from the show and the movie and everything, but I didn't like it. I didn't like that.
Now, I like the Dark of the Moon Megatron design. It's just too small. I needed to release that as a leader.
Yeah, that was disappointing. Well, the whole line in general, when you got them and they were shrunken. Was disappointing.
No, I agree.
All right, so animated. Worst animated toy.
You mean there is one?
Well, you got to pick the worst,
Maybe. I like all of them, dude. There actually, honestly, the animated line is probably one of the lines I didn't say. There's nothing in that line that I do not like. I like that entire line.
I love the way they the ingenuity behind them and the way that they were so TV accurate, but the aesthetic, I just didn't care for them at all.
Yeah, I didn't like the aesthetic. I've watched the cartoon, I enjoyed it, but I didn't like that aesthetic. I wanted it to be like G1, where you had the stylized cartoon look and the cartoon, but then the toys would be more like real vehicles and real realistic looking robots. I think that was one of those cases where they were a little too cartoon accurate. Normally, I'd be okay with that if the cartoon had not been so stylized in the way the figures, you know, the characters looked.
That was the appeal for me. I liked it because it was completely different. It wasn't like, you know, oh, look, it's looks like a computer animated copy of what the heck it was. It was like literally like, this looked like an artist drew this toy, and then they just sculpted it and built it, which I like. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very...
The engineering was just great. I loved that.
Well, I mean, take the Armada, or not the Armada, take animated freaking Ultra Magnus, for God's sake. This thing is one of the coolest ones of the entire line.
I never got to mess with that one.
This thing is awesome. And these things are heavy, and it's like, I feel like I actually have something in my hand. Instead of, because this came out during the same time all that Movieverse stuff was, and I was like, this is much more appealing than that Movieverse garbage.
And I didn't own the whole line, but of everything I owned, I'm hard-pressed to think of one that was actually a bad toy. And I picked up a handful out of curiosity, but they were decent toys, I have to admit.
Every one of them is very solid. I mean, when you play with these things, I mean, you feel like you're playing with something that's got some heft. And I have yet to play with one that I don't like. I like every one of these.
Seems like at the time there was one I was a little disappointed with, but it's escaping me at the moment.
Yeah,
I mean, the articulation on all of them was great.
I know a lot of people rage about Lockdown because they love the character, but I got to say, I think he was probably the most disappointing simply because compared to all the others, he felt like his articulation was more limited. With the way he transformed everything, he felt very blocky compared to, like, say, somebody like Jazz. I think if I had to pick one that was subpar, I would say Lockdown.
I think this is probably one of the better ones because it's a very small car mode, and he turns into a very tall robot, and I love that behind him. I mean, there's so much engineering they've shoved into this cartoon-accurate thing, and the thing is, I've had the movie version of him, Axor. This thing blows that thing away. I hate it. I like the way Axor was, but then I'm like, comparing that to the actual cartoon one, I was like,
well, keep in mind,
this is my pick.
That's my stretching to pick the worst one in the line, but I already said the whole line was good from what I experienced.
And
the only mark I'm giving it to make it the worst one is that it can be worst articulated. The transformation engineering was impressive, but when you end up with the robot, it seemed like you just didn't have the hip and leg articulation that other toys in the line had. So I'm not stretching to call him the worst, but that's how I get there.
I understand that. I get that.
He's all quiet.
They were cute. I didn't like any of them. I didn't like the line. Not into animated.
Fair enough.
Too much like Play School.
They were cute.
Okay.
The cartoon was amazing. I loved that.
Yeah, it was.
I couldn't get over that sorry crap. I watched a little bit of it. I'm like, I'm done. Of course, I stopped watching the cartoons after the kids were in it, and that one, whichever one it was.
First episode?
No, of, what was it, not Cybertron, not Armada.
Yeah.
Yeah, it became all about the kids and everything. No. Done.
Okay. What about Transformers Prime? Worst figure.
Do we actually have to... Let's say this all together now. Arachnid?
Yes.
That was a bad toy.
that was the least...
Yeah, I actually forgot about that one. I was going to say Knockout. I love the character, and the toy's not bad, but it has its problems. But yeah, you remind me of Arachnid as far as...
Knockout is amazing.
I can't believe I spent...
Well, he's got the hollow back. Like, you turn him around, his back is like completely hollowed out, and... They didn't do a good enough job on the engineering to make that feel like a solid robot.
Hey, we're complaining about hollow backs. Oh, well, look, here's Prime. He's hollow, and it's generation one. I don't want to hear
hollow than that. but, you know, you're right, though. Arachnid is definitely the big stinker of that.
I can't believe I spent an entire evening driving all over Lexington, Kentucky, looking for an Arachnid. Found one and got it home and opened it, and I'm like, I want to take this thing back. It was that bad. that bad.
No, so pretty much unanimous on that decision. All right, so then we'll wrap up with the Classics line, with Classics, Universe 2.0, and Generations.
What about Bot Shots? You completely went over them.
Those don't count. They're gimmick former things. There's a subline.
Are you hating on them?
Yes, I hate Bot Shots as a whole.
You guys suck. I love those things.
I never bought a single one.
Hey, guess what? This is the
You did play with those Bakon, though.
Dude, these are your modern Throttlebots.
Well, the Throttlebots were part of the line. They weren't the whole line.
Well, you think about it. This is the modern Throttlebot, and they market it very well. And these things are awesome. I don't care what anybody says. I love them.
But I mean, they're the, how can you pick the worst figure in a line where they're all exactly the same, just different sculpts? They all transform exactly the same. So there's no better or worse other than just I like the deco on this one. Yeah.
Well, they all did. I mean, because you got to remember, they did like the flip shots, spin shots, stuff like that.
Yeah, the tail end, I think they saw like a wave and they're canceled.
Well, the reason they did that is because the spin shots were the ones that were completely screwing it up. The flip shots were amazing, but the spin shots kept screwing up because they wouldn't hold together. That was the only gripe I have about the bot shots, where the spin shots just didn't work right.
Okay, so Classics then.
I think the weakest one for me, and I love the toy, I have the toy, but I think the weakest Classics figure has to be Octane, or Tankor.
No. Power Glide.
Too big, but I like
it. Too big and just dumb.
I liked it.
Didn't like it.
I didn't like the oversized Sea Spray. I thought that was silly.
Followed up by Sea Spray. I agree.
I was like, come on, why do you beef up a freaking little teeny tiny robot to be this big humongous thing? You guys could have completely made that a different character.
I think for me the most disappointing one was Thunderwing.
For the character,
he was just too small, and the little thing that's supposed to be the inner robot that transformed off the nose of the jet was just a drone. I had
Thunderwing and I had Blackshot. I had both of those. And those, to me, I thought those were probably the coolest of the entire line because those were reimagined of a Pretender, which is cool. And
I like those too.
Well, most people never had the G1 versions in their hand, and most people don't even know where they came from until those things came out. I thought it was phenomenal.
Like I said, you compare it to the G1 versions, okay? Like, for example, the Bludgeon was the first update of a Pretender. He was awesome. He was Voyager size. They already looked like the Pretender shell, turned into the alt mode of the inner robot. And then you get Thunderwing, who kind of just looked like the outer shell, ignoring the inner robot altogether, and it was tiny. I think if they'd made him a Voyager, to where they could have worked a little more into him, I think he could have been a lot better. It's not so much it's a bad toy, so much as it just didn't measure up to its potential. And I was extremely disappointed.
Okay, I can get behind that. I understand where you're coming from there. If you wished it was a bigger toy. But honestly, for the size, for the Deluxe, I think they blew it out the park. Because I thought it was very well done. Even putting the little jet drone thing engineered into the nose cone. I thought that was a great idea versus, let's just take a Seeker or something like that and turn it into that and then release it, which is what they could have easily done. But they didn't. They completely re-engineered something else to make it work. And I like that idea. I mean, I couldn't get behind the oversized stuff. Mm-hmm. That was silly. Like Power Glide and Seasonal.
Power Glide was horrible.
I mean, those were kind of just the hell. Honestly,
why take the mini cons? Why take the mini bots? Sorry, mini bots, and just you know the smallest ones and make them that big? They just made no sense whatsoever.
Dude, they took a MicroMaster and made him an ultra size figure in Dreadshot.
You're talking about Power Core Combiners?
No. Really? No, the blue jet.
Oh, that was heavy tread. I was thinking of. Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh, Tread Bolt was the blue jet. The Jetfire. Yeah.
Tread Bolt. My bad. Yeah. That was ridiculous.
I mean, the thing is, there's so much engineering that they've developed like throughout the years that I see that are kind of missing the mark on. Like, when it comes to a lot of the generation stuff's cool, but there's sometimes it's like, why does it transform that way? Why did they have to engineer it to be that difficult sometimes when it comes to some of the transformations? Because some of them, like, I got two generations Wheeljacks because I'm a Wheeljack fanboy. I got one that has repro labels, one that does not. And one of the biggest headaches is shoving the guns and stuff into the back of it and trying to clamp that thing together right. You got to get everything exactly lined up, 100% perfect, before it will close. And that's my biggest gripe about the entire generations lines, because you run into that all the time. And it's like, why do I want to take 15 to 20 minutes transforming this one toy? And that's why I kind of got rid of the whole line that I had.
Because it's awesome.
They're cool, but I'm like, I'm more or less G1 and G2 now, so it's like, I'm dipping more into that stuff.
The more I thought about it, my whole reason for not liking Thunderwing was because he was a disappointment. The other toy that was actually a worse toy that was an even bigger disappointment was what Duran said earlier, the Tankor Octane. Because I really liked Tankor from G1 or Octane, and so when I got that toy, it let me down even more than Thunderwing did.
I'm surprised nobody said Megatron, because all it was a shell former.
But he turned into a gun. It's the first gun Megatron we've had in
forever. Yeah, but it had these big, gigantic wings.
I don't care. It was gun Megatron.
I didn't like Nerf.
I didn't like the U.S. release of that thing.
Nerf.
Like, it's Nerf gun.
Nerf.
And then you buy the Takara one. The Takara one is the freaking G1 colors. It's like, what? They could have released that in the United States and then just put like an orange cap on the end of it and would have been good. There was really no excuse.
So let's recap. Each one of us name one Transformer from all of Transformers history that we've talked about tonight.
We left out alternators. Were we going to talk about those?
Well, yeah, I guess. Let's go ahead and wrap that one up, because we are okay. Running really Optimus, long right now.
Optimus Prime. I think that was the worst of that line.
The mold. I agree.
No, Prowl.
No,
Prowl
was pretty cool.
I like the car mode, but the robot mode just did not capture Prowl. You know, it's like Smokescreen and Silver Streak.
Prowl's not that Subaru.
Yeah, they just didn't.
No,
yeah, he should have been Subaru mode.
The Prime was the worst. I mean, with the shoulders and the.
And the legs. The
complicated transformation that if you didn't do it just right, pieces fell off. I mean, it wasn't good.
It honestly was horrible. Like, one of the most iconic and, you know, spotlight figures, they completely missed the mark on. They could have done so much better. I mean, why did it have to be a pickup truck? They could have done it as something else, you know?
Because they had the licensing for it, that's why.
Right.
Well, I mean, like you said,
licensings. But my whole thing is, it shouldn't have been that difficult to engineer something to hold together. You put it in alt mode, it would not hold together. It would fall apart in your hands.
Yeah, pieces
fall. Well, you want my honest opinion? Right. Looking at the molded detail on that thing in robot mode with the way the shoulders are, looking at the molded detail on the shoulders, looking at the molded detail on the legs, it looks like it was supposed to be Trailbreaker when they designed it. And at some point, somebody said, hey, it's a truck. Optimus Prime's our A-list character. Make it Prime. Like, that was a last-minute decision. Because, I mean, just the molding on the shoulders kind of, the molded detail matches, like, the stickers on G1 Trailbreaker. The same way with the legs. To me, I think that was a last-minute decision to make it Prime. But it really didn't matter because the mold sucked, regardless of the deco or the character. It was just too fiddly.
I absolutely love this thing. I know people complain about him, but he is.
Oh, I love that guy coolest. Too. Yeah,
I absolutely love Sunstreaker out of that line. The Sideswipe was a little lacking because they had to re-engineer the design, but I think this one is so much better than the other one. Mm-hmm. But I honestly like the alternators line. I think was pretty good, especially with the way we can do better articulation and such now. They could build off of this and make an entire, like, say, an Alternators 2.0 or some crap like that line pretty soon, which would be so freaking awesome.
Well, we do.
They kind of do now. Yeah, it's called Eternity, but, I mean, you don't walk into...
Or Masterpiece, because they've shrunken those, too.
Right, but, I mean, It is called Alternity, but most of those you don't really find on the shelves. It's really
Japanese exclusive lines.
Because they're Japanese. 90% of them are Japanese, and you can't hardly find them on the shelf. I'm talking about, like, here in the States, this thing was awesome.
I remember the scramble to find them every time a new one came out.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, with the newer engineering and such, I mean, there's
I remember driving miles. I mean, I'm talking hundreds, 100 miles.
Are we talking miles here?
Yes, over 100 miles.
Talking miles or kilometers?
Yeah.
Miles.
Hey, you got to remember, we do have people from the UK and everybody else watching as well. So.
Okay. Many kilometers.
Long distance. Go
ahead. But, I mean, just to find new alternators. I mean, if you've ever been to Kentucky or if you live in Kentucky and you know how far it is from, say, like Richmond to Moorhead. Yeah, I drove.
You said Moorhead.
Yeah.
That's the name of the town here. Yeah. There's a college there.
I drove from Richmond to Moorhead one night by myself just looking for alternators. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, the alternators line was good, except for that Prime. I would love to see them, like, go back and, I mean, say some third party is like, oh, look, you guys hated that alternator version of Prime? Well, redo one and then give us one that could fit in the line that would actually work.
The thing that made alternators so popular is not just that they were larger, but it was updated G1s in the sense that they were licensed car modes instead of like a fake car. So that's the first time since G1 we had that. And I think
while G1, you're not going to see,
third party alternators, because what people really wanted, it was cool to have licensed alt modes, but let's face it, every fan was a little disappointed that Smokescreen was a Subaru instead of a Fairlady Z. And I think the masterpiece is what we wanted from alternators back in the day. So I don't think third party alternators would be that good, because we'd rather have third party masterpiece figures.
Well, didn't MP01 came out around that time, wasn't it?
Yeah, and people displayed the alternators with the MP01 and made it their masterpiece line.
Right, and they completely skipped the Prime that was on the shelf because of it.
Yeah, but then like I said, we got the better masterpieces now, so there's no interest in alternators anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Other than just the nostalgic.
Well, let's wrap this up. Our least favorite Transformer of all time, mine has to be Armada Sideswipe. Saint Galvatron, your least favorite Transformer of all time.
Like I said, Beast Machines and Ice Cream.
Beast Machines and Ice
Cream. Doesn't get any worse than my
Turd opinion. Head. He really is a shithead.
Turd Head.
Yeah. And then Megamus, what's your least favorite Transformer of all time? Number one least favorite.
I don't know. Right now I'm still stuck on the Power Glide, so I'll just go with that. I just really couldn't stand that either.
But he had a heart in his chest.
Yes.
He was in love that time. And was an abusive man, slapping her around all the time. Go back and watch that episode. He smacks her around a lot.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, how about you, Plasticon? Your least favorite Transformer of all time.
So it's an Armada Sideswipe. I'd like to smash it with a hammer.
You hate it worse than the Transformers?
Actually, here's something funny. I went to Acme, right? They had that one. And the what was the repaint, the flame one? They had like the repaint as well. They had both in the junk bin. I got pretty close
were
to actually
buying
both.
Were
they
complete?
Yes. The Sideswipe repaint, the one that I think they did, was it Run Amok?
Yeah, Run Amok. Yeah, they had both in this junk part bin. And I was very tempted to get them to do a video and then
just to destroy them.
Hey,
how much were they?
Okay. For those who have not seen what I do to destroy Transformers, go check out BMW versus KOs. There you go. Anyhow,
you run over them.
Just to wreck them. Yes, I did. I ran them over. After throwing them off a balcony.
Wow. Well, let's wrap this one up.
It's a beautiful slow-mo. It's such a pretty picture. You guys are going to go check it out.
I've got to check that one out. Yeah. I do want to have an editor's note. Last Friday on TFYLP, we highlighted Transformaway, and Brontosaur gave the wrong address to the to the Facebook page. It is actually facebook.com/groups/TransformAway. He actually forgot about the groups in it. So if you're looking for TransformAway, that's the link. There has been an issue with one person not being able to actually pull up the page. It might have to do with the fact that you have to be invited to join the group. It's a private closed group. But I will see if we can't get you an invite in there. It's not like it's
you don't think the just searching for, like if you go to Facebook and up in the top of the search, just typing TransformAway.
Yeah, you should be able to find it that way. But he was apparently having issues. But that is the actual link to it, is facebook.com/groups/TransformAway.
Hey, Duran, is there any way we can possibly put that maybe in our Facebook group so that way everybody just go find it?
It actually is in the Facebook group. So if you scroll down to the last week, through the last week, it is on there, as well as on tftalk.net, our website. Want to remind everybody that that we are still running the KFC Iron Paw. We are almost there. Once we reach the 100 subscribers, which as of this evening, we're at 97, so just three away.
Close.
Yes. KFC Iron Paw, approximate $30 retail value. As long as you're in the U.S., Canada, or U.K., you could possibly win this Iron Paw. All you have to do is subscribe to our YouTube channel, join our Facebook group, and share us on social media, or preferably link to us in your signature on a message board. And if we can confirm one person out of the 100 has done that, then that one person will win this KFC Iron Paw. So look for
if
that.
If more than one has done it, we will draw randomly.
Yes. Well, we're picking one person out of there. And once that first person that we pick out that we can confirm that has done all three of those things, then you'll win it. So we are really close. Like I said, we're three subscribers away from that drawing, and you know, it'll be really soon. Check out CapturedPrey.com, MegaToyFan.com, and also Plasticon Reviews on YouTube. Some great stuff on there. Also check out our TFYLP channel. We got the TFYLP Minute that I've been doing for the last few weeks. I've been doing at least one a week, and we're going to try to expand on that that format a little bit more in the coming days. And we've also going to try to get some more reviews and things going, actual blog type reviews on the website. So just stay tuned and keep checking us out. This has been TFYLP. I want to thank Insane Galvatron, Megamus.
Good night, everybody.
See you later.
And Plasticon.
See you guys later.
Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on YouTube for TFYLP episode number 82. We'll see you next week.
Five more bot shots.
No, those are terrible.
You've seen one, you've seen them all.
Bot shots, bot shots.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.